From a pricing and value perspective, the institutional commercial equity real estate markets are facing headwinds that were never imagined just 2 short years ago. As we look back, first quarter 2007 marked the beginning of the credit crisis that escalated into the full-fledged credit market meltdown of September 2008. First quarter 2007 also marked the end of a glorious run for commercial real estate that was capped with the sale of equity office to Blackstone at a gross value of around $40 billion. But how quickly things change. Beginning in fourth quarter 2008, institutional equity commercial real estate values have declined more in a shorter period of time than ever recorded over the past 30 years, according to the National Council of Real Estate Investment Fiduciaries returns. We expected to see some decline, but nothing of this magnitude. When RERC examined the behavior of commercial real estate values over the past 30 years, as the economy worked through 5 recessions, we could clearly see the depth and abruptness of this value correction compared to prior changes. Commercial real estate performance is clearly connected to the economy, with economic downturns inducing the value corrections. The relative amplitudes and correlations between the economy and value changes over time demonstrate that there are certain periods of time, however, when there is a bigger disconnect between commercial real estate and the economy. One such disconnect happened in the 1990s when the largest commercial real estate construction boom in our generation was precipitated by heavy bets made by the banks. This in turn created a tremendous amount of excess space capacity, and it took 6 years for NCREIF to record a peak-to-trough value correction of 32% for unleveraged equity commercial real estate. Turning our attention to more recent NCREIF value component, we see a value expansion from 2004 through 2008 that far outpaced the expansion in the economy. Coined as the era of cap rate compression, this was a time when we saw values push beyond those supported by the space fundamentals. According to NCREIF, values grew by roughly 45% during this 4-year period. And applied to leverage of 50%, this translates into a leverage value appreciation of 90%. We make this point to signal why there was such strong motivation to pile on debt. However, before commercial real estate could follow in the residential real estate market's footsteps of broad-based over-leveraging, overbuilding, and complicated derivative structures, the world fell into an economic recession that was compounded by the discovery of the worst financial bubble since the Great Depression. Many experts in the commercial real estate industry believed, and many pundits expected, that our industry would escape the perils of the subprime residential market and the mayhem on Wall Street. This was not the case. However, and in fourth quarter 2008, NCREIF recorded the largest single quarter decline in its history, followed by significant value declines in the first half of 2009, where values have decreased by more than 24% over the past 12 months. As of June 30, 2009, this decline is pronounced and significant in its abruptness and in the speed at which the value adjustments are being recorded, and leaves the industry asking, how far and how long will this value correction persist? To further explore the impact of cap rates on values as we prepare for the next economic headwinds, I invite you to read the entire article, Valuation Navigates Steep Cliffs, as provided on our website or in the summer 2009 issue of the RERC Real Estate Report. I thank you for your time and have a nice day.